Hello, everyone. We're going to do this week's How to Lose Weight with Corinne, and we're going to be talking about goals this week. So I'm super excited. This is a class, like a little, I want you to think of these Wednesdays as like mini classes that we're designing to help everyone just keep inching closer to weight loss. So we want to solve problems on these calls. We want to see like what's coming up for all of y'all, and we're theming them. So this week, we really wanted to talk about goals as we wrap up the end of the 2 pound takedown. So for all of you, I want to give you my update because I participate. I don't know how many of you knew that I participated. Ooh, my glasses are dirty. If my husband saw them, he would be having a stroke. He's very anal about glasses being clean. And he always looks at mine and he's like, how do you like function like that? Like barely. All right. So let me get everything organized and then we will get started. I also wanted to tell everybody, thank you for all the well wishes about poor little Luau. We just could not believe it. He was literally on our call on Sunday. I held him up on the call. He was just like he always is. He was just full of life. He was always our, we called him our asshole cat or cat dog because he loved everybody and he just couldn't help himself. If people came in the house, he's like right in their face, in their bags. He never met a stranger. So anyway, he just suddenly broke a clot, like a heart clot. And I didn't realize that that was common in cats. But by the time we got there, they said that there was nothing they could do. But the best thing for him would be to put him down. So it was not fun. And it all happened so fast. Like literally, he lost the use of his legs. And within an hour and a half, we were euthanizing him. And that included us trying to find an emergency vet. So It was insane. It was very sudden. Also, if you're looking at my face and you're wondering what the hell's wrong with your eye, I told Chris last night, like, oh my God, everyone on the calls are going to think you're like, you know, like not being very nice to me, or that I like maybe I'm moonlighting as a street brawler or something. But I know y'all like to talk a little bit about the makeup and all that kind of stuff. I will tell you, one of the most frequently asked questions we get in everywhere is always, you know, like, what lip gloss are you wearing? What's that face product you use again? Like, I get asked about this stuff all the time. So I will tell you, I do this treatment called Scarlet on my face. And I do it like, I don't do it every month. It's first of all, good Lord, it's painful. If you don't like pain, this is not the treatment for you. And they fucking put numbing cream and numbing shit all over my face. And I am strong as an ox. And I still, by the time we get done, I've at least asked twice, give me 10 seconds to breathe. Just give me 10 seconds to breathe. So it's called the Scarlet Laser Treatment. So I get that done. And then this time I was telling her that this eye is droopy and, you know, that's just normal. I mean, since I've lost weight, I've got, you know, like, especially as I get older, I'm finding more and more of where the elasticity in my skin got stretched, and it just shows up now. It didn't show up in my 30s, but it's for fuck sure showing up as I get close to 50. And so we did something called the Agnes treatment to this eye. Oh my God. It didn't, like, she had to shoot my eye with numbing stuff. So that didn't feel great. It was freaking me out though, because I could feel her doing stuff. And I thought, she's going to poke my eye out. Like, I'm going to lose my vision. Like, talk about listening to your brain. You know, I'm always telling y'all, listen to what you think. My brain literally had, I was getting anxious thinking, I'm going to lose my vision. I'm going to lose my vision. Even though I kept telling myself, she does this all the time. It's just not a big deal. All this other stuff. So, and she was even like, I even said something. I was like, I just want to let you know, like, I'm freaking out a little bit. I won't move, but I really feel like you're going to poke my eye out. And she said, it feels like I'm close to your eye, but I'm not close to your eye. I promise. And I'm like, okay. So anyway, I got that done. Well, for 2 days, my eye's been swelling. I cannot hide it with makeup. So there you go. All right, y'all, we're going to talk about, now that we've got everybody here and I've bored the fuck out of you with my face treatment stories, we are going to talk about goals. So this is what I want y'all to think about. And this is going to be a little interactive. So if you have questions, feel free to pop them in the chat. Coach Lisa is there. So she will be answering questions there. And then you can feel free to use the chat to tell me some answers. You do not have to, though. Just remember, we have about 500 of you on the call live, which means that that chat will move fast. So don't feel like you have to like give me answers in the chat, but I do want you to think about things because I want to think about goals and I want this to be a little interactive. So if you have paper, this will be super helpful to like write some questions down. And I'm just going to tell you, I have not pre-planned the questions. I have an outline of 3 points I want to cover, but I was sitting there thinking about this all morning and thinking in the shower. This is why I got the flip chart out so that I can write some of this shit down. Coach Lisa, be prepared to type in anything I ask, put it in the chat because people will ask like, what did you say? What was that question? And let me just tell you, when I am freeballing and I am just letting the diet spirit talk to me, y'all, I don't remember what I say. So the replay will be available soon. It always comes out on Tuesdays and Fridays. But yeah, when the old weight loss spirit starts talking, Corinne just, it's like I start speaking in no BS tongue. So cheers to that. All right. First thing I want you to think, let's just talk about goals in general real quick. Number one, everybody needs a goal. Like you need your weight loss goal. Now, I want to talk about it because y'all tend to do this. You think, well, I need that number. That number to me is only one part of the goal. So one of the things that you're going to be learning in April, we are releasing a new version of modules 3 and 4 of No BS. The fourth module is getting a complete rewrite and it's all about the future self. Every lesson is about your future self and your goal life and stuff. And one of the things I talk about in there is it's not enough to just have a goal number. What you really need is you need a comprehensive like goal structure. So we really want to be working towards a goal life. So the first question is, number one, like what is your weight loss goal? Just in terms of the number. Now, I want to speak to this a moment because here's what tends to happen. I say this and some people are like, I know what mine is. Like it's 150 pounds. It's to lose, you know, 35 pounds, whatever it is. And for some of you, when you think about the number, it doesn't freak you out. It's like, oh, I want that number. That's going to help me. I want to be able to daydream about that. I want to be like, in my mind, it's useful. For some of you, when you set a number, it freaks you out. Your brain starts immediately going to, I'll never get there. That's pie in the sky thinking. You've never been able to do that. Like your brain starts going ham about your number. If your brain, now, if you have a good relationship with your goal, you know what we do? We throw gas on that fire. We don't do any more work on it. We're like, check. That part is obviously not a part of my weight loss journey. I don't need to work on that part. And if you're an elder and you've been here a while, you really need to be listening to this because I have a feeling a lot of elders who feel like I've lost my mental weight, like I enjoy being here and stuff, but you notice you stay stalled. You notice that you're not at your goal weight yet and stuff. You really need to pay attention to this class. Like everybody's going to benefit, but elders in particular, this is the stuff you need to be thinking about because it's super easy as an elder and no BS to get away from the basic part. I watch this happen all the time. Elders think they need like advanced training or like we need the deeper cuts and things like that. If you've been here for a while and you're not losing weight, do not try to look for advanced stuff before you've nailed the basic foundations. I coach this in business. I talk to my own team about this in business all the time. It's like, we don't need advanced business techniques if we're not doing the foundational stuff yet. There's like, I've been in business for 15 years. We're still working on foundational shit. The foundations are always going to be where the bread and butter of your weight loss are going to happen. So we're going to get this number And for some of you that it triggers anxiety and stuff, I want you to take a breath and I want you to tell yourself, ha, everything that I think about this number, that's what I'm supposed to be working on. My beliefs. I'm not supposed to not set a number so that I don't have to uncover my fear and my uncover my anxiety and worry. In order to lose weight, I need to know why I feel anxious, why I feel worried. What is the level of conversation that I have about my future? And I need to challenge it, get coached on it, go to ask coaches, take every thought, put them through the four N's. Because unless I build safety around the idea that it's safe to proceed in weight loss, I will not want to do the things to lose weight. This is why a goal number is so helpful. So uncover those thoughts and remember, whatever those thoughts are that it brings up, they're either going to be useful or they're not going to be useful. If they're useful, you don't have to change a damn thing. You just keep your number. If they're not useful, if they're like, you'll never get there, you've never lost weight before, all of those things, that's what we work on. Because otherwise, you have the same underlying thoughts that every time you want to plan your food, every time you want to use doable hunger, underneath what's happening is your body is constricting and tightening up and thinking, there's no safety in this. It's not a good idea to try to do the four basics. It's very dangerous because you're probably going to fail. And when you fail, you feel so bad. And that is your brain's way of trying to protect you. So it has you stop doing things. And the only answer is to fix the relationship that you have with your potential, not the number. The number is exposing the relationship you have with your weight loss potential. And we want to repair the relationship with our own potential. So for a lot of you, especially the elders, I want you to pay attention to that and figure out the next question. So you set your number and you ask yourself, what do I want my relationship with my weight loss potential to be? Oops. What do I want my relationship with my weight loss potential to be? Oops, I left out the word potential. And then you write about that. So all of you, give me like 1 to 3 words about what you want that weight loss relationship to potential, your relationship with your potential to be. Like I can't say shit with a mouthful. Confident, positive, easy, healing, it's possible, attainable, calm, strong, great. You can write long form this out. The reason why I asked for just words is because all of you are now giving me feelings, which is awesome. I want you to think about the feeling when you're here live. I want you to think about, and in order to feel that way, what do I need to stop thinking to open the door to believe new things? All right. So the next thing is now, what do I need to stop thinking? When you hear shitty, like a little won't hurt, it's a good one. This is going to take forever. You need to make that list of those thoughts so that when you hear them, here's all I want you to do. And we're going to teach you this when we get into modules 3 and 4 in April. So here's your sneak peek. When you hear all of those thoughts and all of those excuses, which those excuses are going to get busted at No BS Excuse Camp. We laid out the content yesterday. We're going to start writing it in a few weeks. Here's what you need to think. I knew I'd think this, and I don't want to believe this anymore. That's it. We're not going to change the thought. We're not going to do anything with it. All we're going to do is recognize it and stop it. Right now, what we want to do is we want to focus on, when it comes to our goals, on stopping the bleeding. Before you can go into surgery and repair damage, the first thing you've got to be able to do is stop the bleeding. So whenever you have like, what I'm doing will never be enough, this is going to take so long, I can start tomorrow, here's the good news. You all know your bullshit. I ain't ever met a woman who can't tell me, oh, you want to know all my excuses? Oh, you want to know all the things that I believe that are bullshit? Let me count the ways. Y'all can tell me that all day long. Here's what you can't tell me. You know, if I could think anything, here are all the things I would love to think. You need more lists like that. And the only way that you're ever going to make lists like that and start believing lists like that is because you already have the skill of recognizing your bullshittery. Now, when you hear it, we got to get off of block one and just like, Corinne, I think crap. This must be why I can't lose weight. I'll never get there. Especially elders. Y'all are the worst fucking ones doing this. Y'all get on these coaching calls. You've been here a year and you feel like you're entitled that your brain should not act like a donkey. It's like, well, I've been here a year, so why isn't my brain like all in check? Your brain's never going to be in check. You're miserable because you keep wanting your brain to just think happy thoughts all the time. Well, welcome to being a human. It ain't going to fucking happen. Give up the struggle. When are you going to be ready to lay down the struggle that your brain thinks shit? The day you're willing to lay down that struggle, you just lost 10 pounds of emotional weight. You just opened the door to be able to actually think new things. None of you are entitled to a brain that thinks positively about you. Not a single one of you. Your brain is not even designed that way. Short of getting a lobotomy, it ain't happening. So unless you got cash in the bank to go get some brain transplant to someone who always thinks positively, give up that fucking beef you have. It is time, elders, to do this. I knew you were coming. Every fucking night, I think I'll start tomorrow. I'm not going to sit here and act like that's a good enough excuse anymore. I'm not going to sit here and act like things would be easier if I didn't think this. Me thinking things would be easier if I didn't think this is why I'm fucking struggling right now. If I just said, I do this every night, this is what I always think. And I know exactly what I'm going to tell myself. I'm going to tell myself, I knew I'd think this, and I'm learning to be the kind of person that doesn't eat anyway. I knew I'd think this. And when I think this, I choose to do this thing instead. And this is important. All right. So what do I need to stop thinking? Then you get to ask the question. And this is the thing. Stop thinking this shit for like a month. Get really good at calling out your shit. Don't change it. Don't try to have new beliefs. So many of you have evidence that you can lose weight, and then every week you tell yourself, well, I can't. And yet, maybe you've lost some weight. Maybe you lost a pound this week, and you're just like, I don't know if this will last. You have to start refuting the things your brain thinks. It's like, I knew I would think that. I always get on the scale. And if I lose weight, I always tell myself this might not last. This is going to take forever. I always tell myself that stuff. Okay, here's the good news. I lost weight this week. I'm just going to move on. I'm just going to pretend that reality is that I'm losing weight instead of it's going to be hard or long. So you can make a list. I'm not even going to put it on the board because I think there's beauty in finding new things to think. But so many of you are getting caught up in this idea that you should think new things just because you make a glory list. We're not even going to give you that gift. I'm going to give you the gift of, we're going to get real fucking aware of this. And we're going to say, I knew you were coming. And I'm going to do these things anyway. And if it feels really hard, I'm pretty sure I'm making it hard on myself. I want you to think about anything that I'm asking you to do in No BS. If I ask you to stop at enough and it feels hard, it isn't because stopping at enough is hard. It's because you have hard thoughts about it. Because honestly, stopping at enough is built into your DNA. Otherwise, you wouldn't be given a stomach. You wouldn't have been given a brain. Do you know the only reason why animals don't stuff themselves emotionally? They don't have thoughts that they need to drown out. We're just sitting around having all kinds of bullshit thoughts and then eating over them. If you don't have the thoughts or you don't give them energy and stuff, it's not a big deal. All right, let's talk about the next part when it comes to the goal number. So this is our work around our number. The next thing we want to do is we don't want to stop at a goal number. A lot of y'all are just making a goal number. I want you to think about the goal life you want. The purpose of having your goal number, number one, is to give you numerical data that will tell you, hey, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Or, hey, whatever you're doing, you need to look at it. If the scale's not going down, it is just an indicator light on your dashboard going off like, hey, your gas tank might be low. Hey, like check your oil. I love the check engine light. Like if you need to check your oil or something, right? I want you to think about that is kind of like your scale. It is like a check engine light going off on the dashboard when you're not losing weight to say something's going on. Something's going on to prevent you from doing habits that will promote weight loss. So I need you to check under the hood, which is your brain, and find what's going on. So we're going to look at our habit patterns. We're going to look at our habit tracker. We're going to say like, all right, what is my habit tracker telling me? How many times did I eat on plan? How many times did I actually stop at enough? How many times did I like eat off plan? How many days did I get sleep? Am I around my cycle? Whatever it is. Did I drink last night? Did I eat salty food? It's just a check engine light. And you go and you check your information to explain the goal, the weight result that you created. Notice how nowhere in there did I say, like, you need to look deep inside to see where you're broken personally. That number, if it's gone up, you need to check yourself. You are probably a shit show. No, we use it as the indicator light that something might be off. Go see if you can find it. So, we want to look at our goal life that we want because our goals, I want you to think about them. It's like if you were going to be driving down an interstate and there were no guardrails, like, and there were just roads everywhere, you could just go anywhere you want. But if we send you down the interstate, like let's say you needed to get someplace and I send you down the interstate, I give you no directions. And there's tons of ways to get off the interstate. If you don't know where you're supposed to go and when you land there and what things look like like to tell you you're on the right path, you're on the right path, you're on the right path, you're likely to diverge and go a million different directions. And that always takes longer. When you don't know what you're working towards, where you're going, it takes a lot longer to get there, trying to feel your way down the interstate and all of its attractive. There's a McDonald's over here. Oh my gosh, look, a museum. Hey, if you go here, there's the beach. Like, you have all kinds of things distracting you. But if you know you're supposed to land at one particular point, and I send you down an interstate and I have got guardrails for days, you see offshoots, but you can't get to them. Because your guardrails are your habits. Your guardrails are the life you want to create for yourself. And they're saying, like, hey, like, this beach has nothing to do with us getting to where we want to go. Your goal number, your habit tracker, your goal life, having a real clear vision of all of that keeps you running in the right direction. And then when you try to get off, if you're looking at your data and you're thinking about the person that you want to be and that goal life you want, you quickly know, you at least know when you're getting off track. You may not choose to get back on, but it is better to know if you're off track than it is to not realize it. This happens a lot in diets. When y'all do like think about a lot of your past diets that really didn't challenge you to figure out what your goal life was. It's like, we're just going to lose weight. We're going to focus on the almighty number. And I promise you, when you reach this number, you're going to be so proud. You're going to be so happy, all these things. But we don't really think about like, well, what kind of eater do I want to be? How comfortable, like, do I want to be the kind of person that eats on plan on vacation? Or is it okay for me to go on vacations and I just want to eat the way I want? I come back and I easily and seamlessly get back to life. How do I want my life to be at the end? Like, what do I want the relationship with food to be? What kinds of food do, like, I daydream that I will at the end still eat and be able to have? Traditional diets, what ends up happening is they don't ask you about your goal life. When you don't know who you want to be as an eater, like, let's say that one of your goals is, I would love to feel confident around any food. I just desperately do not want food to control me ever again. If you know that's you, then choosing a diet that is reliant on very limited foods is not going to get you to your goal life. It's going to get you to your goal weight. But then when you get there, you haven't built the skill of being comfortable around foods you love. You haven't built the skill of being able to have them with control. So this is why it's important to know the goal life. So what we're going to do next is you're going to think about, what is my goal life? I know my number. And when I get there, this is what I think I want for me. And just write a few things. So we're just going to figure out, like, what's my goal life? What does it look like? Like, do you exercise or not? How do you eat? Do you envision yourself one day as being a healthy eater? That was like really important for me. I will tell all of you, in the very beginning, I've never been a healthy eater my entire life. We lived in drive-thrus. We lived in buffets. You know, when we ate at home, it was literally pizza. I remember one time having a friend come over in high school, and she had a very like typical family. She had a mom, a dad, a sister, you know, like, she lived in the good part of town, all the things. And her mother made a like June Cleaver breakfast every morning for her. She had never hung out. She'd literally never had a friend whose parents were divorced. You gotta remember how old I am. So I remember being in high school and in a group, and we had about 175 kids in our class. And we had a special group for all of us whose parents were divorced. And it was like 20 of us. So my girlfriend comes over for she's spending the weekend with me with some of my other friends. It's Saturday morning. First time we've all stayed at my house. And she's like, "Where's your mother?" And I said, "Asleep." And she's like, "Well, is she not making us breakfast?" Like, she was stunned. And I was like, "No." Like, I thought, like, what are you speaking in tongues? And she's like, "Well, how are we going to eat?" And I was like, "That's what leftover pizza's for." And I said, "Go help yourself. Why do you think she ordered three last night so we'd have breakfast?" She was shocked. So I'm telling you this story because when I first started losing weight, I would think about Thin Corinne. I'm going to tell all of you, I really didn't think I'd get there. I didn't set a goal number. I did not have a Corinne like this. I was not this enlightened. I had to figure it all out over the years. But I remember sitting around daydreaming about what life would be like if I really lost my weight. And in my mind, I always pictured me eating healthy. I thought, oh, it would just be so, like, I had a thin friend who she would bring fruit for snacks at work. You know, I was going to the convenience store to buy a fully loaded sugar latte and a Snicker bar every afternoon, sometimes fried chicken tenders, depending on what my mood was. And she would be, you know, she would sit with me, she'd eat her fruit, no complaining, no acting like it was unfair, no lording it over me. But I always thought, I wish I could be like her. I so wish that I could just eat healthy. I wish I liked healthy food. So when I would think about it, I was like, all right, I want to be a healthy eater. I knew I wanted to be that person. I knew I wanted to be somebody who could exercise. I had watched my brother play sports all his life. And I always thought, that's not for me. I'm just the fat sister. Even as an adult, I was like, yeah, all my friends, they go do 5Ks and they go to the gym. Not me. That's just like, I'm the big girl. And so when I was daydreaming about who I wanted to be, I really started identifying, wow, like, I want to be a different person. I have a goal life I actually want. I don't have a goal number. And it made sense to me at some point that when I really understood what my goal life was, landing on my number was really easy. It just kind of followed. And so I started taking tiny steps in that direction. That was my guardrails. I didn't on day one start eating, like, I eat a salad every day of my life. It's rare that I don't have a salad. Because as I lost weight, I fell in love with salads. And as I lost weight, I knew that salads were an easy vehicle to get more protein, more vegetables in a very tasty way, more healthy fats. And it felt like a gift. But on day one, I had to cut out mayonnaise and use mustard on a double cheeseburger. I had knowing what I wanted for me, knowing this goal life, helped me start making tiny decisions from, like, all right, the version of me one day who's moving and if she's healthy and all this other stuff, what would she decide to do a little different today? And that put me in that mindset. Now, I tell you all of this because you got to know your goal life. Otherwise, you might let old diet thinking, old diet, like, rules, outdated things you've done in the past, they're going to want to take over the show when you are doing your 24-hour plans. They are going to rear their head. The more you try to do doable hunger and 24-hour plans, the more they rear their head. Most of y'all want to put a stop when that happens. Like, well, let me quit doing my 24-hour plan. This obviously isn't working. Instead of, I need to uncover all those rules and compare it to my goal life. If it doesn't match with my goal life, it's not a rule anymore. It's something I don't want. It's not something I should do or have to do. It's very clear this isn't who I want to be. My brain just hasn't caught up to that yet. So So then you use the same technique. It's like when you're doing, like when you know your goal life, when you start having outdated diet rules and outdated things trying to rear their head, you say, I knew I'd think this. I always think I should restrict after I overeat. I always think I can't have carbs. I'm the one. And you tell yourself, I knew I would think that, but that's not what we're doing here. And you dead stop it with that. You don't try to believe new things. You don't have to go and do a bunch of other shit. You just dead stop it with that. Now, here's the next piece. All right, so we know our goal number. We're working on a relationship with it. We're identifying all these thoughts that we're like, I knew you were coming. I knew you were coming. And this is what I'm doing anyway. I'm just going to do this anyway. The nice thing about, let me just add this. The nice thing about telling yourself, and I'm going to do this anyway, is because all of you intellectually know when we're not in the throes of our crap, if you're just sitting and talking to me intellectually about the four basics and what to do and stuff, we all know what to do. So you remind yourself of that intellectually, like the intellectual side of myself knows what to do. So I'm just going to do it anyway, even when my brain is telling me these things that I knew would come up. They no longer surprise me. They no longer shouldn't be here. They no longer are wrong. They're just the things that are going to pop up. And I'm just going to make things easier on myself and like, yep, I see you. And here's what we're going to do. Bitch, the adult has entered the room. You're welcome. Here's the next piece we want to do. You want to start getting really good when it comes to reaching your goal at tracking behaviors. All of you, please hear me. Especially my elders. You must track your behaviors, and that data tells you more about, are you on the path to your goal life than anything else will tell you. The scale number and stuff doesn't give you as much information as what you're tracking. Now, in your planner, we give you things to track. This is what I think we all should be tracking as what I would call level one. Like, if you're not going to do anything at all, if you want the minimum baseline, I give you the things to track. But I want us to go deeper today, especially elders. So if you're new to No BS, my advice, get used to using our habit tracker as it is. Like, don't get clever. Don't do anything extra. Like, just get literally just get good at tracking those things. But I'm just going to tell all of you, that is your minimum baseline. And if you do not want to track things, I know exactly why. It isn't because you're not good at it. It's nothing to do with whatever story you have about your inability to track. It is because whatever story you have about tracking and about the numbers is more painful than the story you tell yourself about not doing it. Because here's what I venture to guess. If I said, oh my God, you know what? I've seen into the future. I know things. And here's what I know. 100% certainty that if you tracked for an entire year, everything without wavering, oh my God, you'd lose all your weight. That's all you have to do is just track. Even if you didn't have to do anything else. If I said that, or if I said, hey, I don't know if you noticed this, but when you signed up, you checked a box for terms and conditions. One of the terms is if you don't track, use your habit tracker fully for 1 year, we come and we take away your children. Could you imagine? If you thought like, oh my God, 100% I could get my goal by just tracking. Or if you thought, oh my God, if I don't track, devastating things will happen to me. You'd do it. Here's the problem. When you track, you're probably thinking it's not that important. It's not going to matter. So you give up on it. Or you track, and when you get your data back, you say devastating things to yourself about it. And when the act of tracking and getting the results is so painful because you don't interrupt the story, why the fuck do you think you'd ever be good at it? You won't. But it isn't because I'm not a good tracker. It's not because it's hard for me. It's because of what goes on underneath it. So just like with our goal number, some of you love tracking. You see the value. You've changed your opinion on it. Some of you don't like tracking, and you work really hard on coming up with excuses not to do it, rather than working really hard on figuring out what that data truly is telling you so that you can lose weight. So if you're going to work hard on something, stop working hard on making up excuses and stories around why you can't do something. Some of y'all are exhausting yourself with it. You're coming up with every day as many things as you can about why you can't and why it's hard and why it's impossible. And you're like, I just want to feel better. Well, I have an idea. Stop working so hard at telling yourself what the fuck's wrong with your life and yourself, and maybe you'll feel better. You don't even have to think new things. Again, I knew I'd be a negative Nancy today. I knew I'd be an Eeyore about this. I knew that I would think these things. I'm working on becoming someone that every time they think some bullshit, they challenge themselves to find one right thing in this moment. What's one little thing that's going right now? What's one little thing that's in my control? What's one decision that I can make for me for the better? Why don't you work hard at that for a while? And you come to me in about 60 to 90 days. Tell me how you feel. And don't you tell me you can't do it. Because some of y'all would be like, but my brain, it says so many things. Good. You're going to get a lot of reps. You're going to get a lot of practice. You're going to get good faster than someone who's not hearing their shit. So stop complaining. I don't know why today I'm on a roll, but when it comes to goals, y'all, I just get so emotional about it. All right. So we're going to look at our habits and we're going to do minimum baseline tracking, but this is where we're going to get a little advanced. So if my elder, this is really for the elders. I want y'all to think about this. Y'all just keep trying to do just that minimum baseline. And this is what I hear the most. Well, I'm tracking and I'm doing all the things, but nothing's moving. But when you're getting the data, are you making the changes the data says you need to make? Tracking tells you what you need to change. It doesn't change you, though. Do you know what changes you? Doing the things it says to change. So when you are tracking, you may need to up-level some of your habit tracking, which means start with the minimum baseline. Here's a hot tip. Do you know what I do in I use mine in my iPad. I have Good Notes. If you have Good Notes, you can duplicate a page. So I duplicate the habit tracker and I track the minimum baseline. And then on the other page, perfectionists, you're going to freak out when I say this. I cross out the words of each box and I write in the other things I'm going to track to help me move forward. And you know what? I have found that when you scratch something out and it doesn't look pretty, it doesn't have a damn thing to do with your weight loss. It kind of actually helps it. When you're not sitting around stuck in how something has to look or that you're not doing it, it's like, well, if Corinne would just make a blank one, Corinne ain't making a blank one. You don't need a blank one. Y'all all need to just get busy today. Don't be waiting on us to create a blank one because I had a good idea in the middle of a class. Y'all have to quit waiting on perfection moments to get off the ass. All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to create unique things that you probably have never thought of that you need to track on your habit tracker that will help you figure out if you're progressing or not. So one of the most common things I hear, I was thinking about what are some unique things we can try? One of the most common things I hear is, well, when I overeat or when I mess up, I just throw it all away. Okay. So here's what we want to do. We need to get to where you're tracking how fast you get back on track. So you can create a box. And for every day that you mess up and you get back on track, the next day you get a check. Because you're going to need to track how fast am I getting back on track? How fast am I getting back on track? Because right now all you're tracking is I'm just tracking all the times I mess up. But you're not tracking the other side. How fast can I get back on track? Let's say you find in your habit tracker that you're not stopping at enough. Like it's like, well, I track this month, but this bitch, she only stopped it enough like 5 times. I'm really shocked as to why I didn't lose weight. Y'all. So we want to now track how many times do I catch myself not stopping at enough and at least stop at some point. So if you think about if a lot of you, when you're not stopping at enough, it's like, well, if I go past enough, if I notice I'm getting full and I didn't do it right, I'm just going to track this one as didn't stop it enough and I'm going to finish the food. You probably need to track how many times did I stop eating at the moment I knew I was overeating. That would be your next level. Your next level is figuring out like, oh, I need to figure out, am I like, where am I at on this consciousness? So I want some of you, what would be unique things, put it in the chat, that you could start tracking that takes your habits deeper? Some of you restrict the day after overeats. It's a very common phenomenon that I eat my fucking face off or I overeat at night and I tell myself I'll be good tomorrow. And you starve yourself in the mornings or you try to push your hunger harder or whatever. And the goals are not to restrict. So you may need to track how many days did I eat normally after an overeat versus my binge and restrict behavior. You may want to track that. Some of you want to track how many disco sheets that you complete. That is your discovery worksheets. What I would track is not just how many I've done, but I would track how many how many days this month did I do something I told myself I would on my discovery worksheet. If you're already really good at doing discovery worksheets, you probably don't have to track how many you did. You need to track how often am I implementing what I'm putting on there. You could also track on like how many discovery worksheets did you do this month and you refused to give yourself the same advice. So sometimes with discovery worksheets, one of the things that we get stuck doing is we write the same shit over and over again. Well, look, if you've done a discovery worksheet and told yourself to try this or think this 3 or 4 times that it's not worked, the thought's probably not going to work for you. That's really what your discovery worksheet is telling you. We need a new approach. Some of you might want to track how many times in a month do you go to ask coaches with a problem you're trying to solve? because your tendency is to shut down. So your goal might be this month to be the kind of like, and I want you to think about when we think about goal life. For this month, I want to practice being the kind of person who asks for help, because I'm the kind of person who shuts down when they need help, who like hides. So maybe your goal this month is one question, or maybe it's three questions a week to ask coaches about something you're working on. So we really want to think about on those sheets, how can I track something that will help me form another habit or move the needle in my progress towards my goal number and my goal life? Now, the last thing I want to say about all of this is I want to kind of just recap goals. Number one, you want to have a weight loss goal that, and I suggest setting a number. And that, like, for some of you, is going to trigger some stuff. And so we gave you some prompts and we gave you some things to think about with that. So I want you, your first thing is to like, all right, I want to work on my relationship with my potential. If setting a goal number is scaring me or bringing up too much stuff, it's time to work on my relationship with my potential, because that's going to help me lose my weight. For those of you that is your first step, then I would love for you to set a goal number, not at the end, but what is something that feels doable to you for the next 30 days? I remember this was a while back. I was working with my coach, and this was like 3 years ago or something. And we had come back from Vegas for the summer and stuff. And I was at the top end of my weight, and I wanted to like just lose 5 pounds really fast. Like I was like, I can do this in a month. And she just was like, well, let's just figure out why you want to lose 5 pounds in a month and stuff. None of my reasons were good. It was so I could feel better about myself. Like I literally was in the same trap that you all get in. And she was like, well, what would you have to do that? And I was like, well, I'll have to, we won't be going out on date night. Like, you know, I was like going into, like, I was ready to be in militant mode. And she just asked me a question and said, is that what you really want for yourself? What everything you just described, do you really want to lose weight, feel better about yourself? And you want to do it in a way that you don't want to live your life? And I mean, right there, I was like, what are you talking about? Like it blew me over with a feather. This is 3 years ago. And she said, I'll tell you what we're going to do. You get to lose 0.5 pound a month. And I was like, what? She's like, 0.5 pound a month. And I said, that doesn't even count. And she was like, Corinne, would you ever let anyone tell you that losing 0.5 pound a month doesn't count? And I was like, well, no. She said, what does losing 0.5 pound a month mean? And I said, it means I'm focusing on living my life the way I really want to. It means setting a goal and working on what I think about myself more than what I weigh. And like I went through those things and it was so eye-opening. So set something doable. For some of you, like 2 pounds a month may not feel like enough. It may not feel like it's like you'll have like thoughts like it should be more. It's not good enough and stuff. But there's also a part of you that says, but this is doable. Like I could really get on track with this. Don't listen to the part of you that is speaking for society's standards. Listen to the part of you that's begging you to say, like, we got more to work on than getting there fast. It won't feel like a grind if you start loving yourself more, if you do this by taking care of yourself. The main reason most of you want to lose weight fast is because you don't, like, I want you to think about how it is. It's like the only, we think when we lose our weight that we're going to be in control of food. Finally, we think we're going to be happy. We're going to be proud of ourselves. We're going to have all these things. So we don't really want the weight. We just want all these feelings and we want like this ease and we just want all this stuff. So you don't have to lose the weight to get that. We just have to change how you talk to yourself along the way. If you are losing just 2 pounds a month, but for the now until, let's say it takes 2 years from now, if between now and then you were encouraging yourself each day, you were excited about the small changes you were making, you were highlighting to yourself like, oh my gosh, I'm like becoming the person I want to be. You were practicing how to reduce stress in your life and stuff because you know that that's a trigger for overeating. If you were doing all of that, you wouldn't care because you'd be too focused on enjoying your life and you'd be shifting everything that you think about yourself. But y'all are very used to diets that don't take you in that path. And so you think between me and the end is beating myself up, having to be strict, not having fun, all the things I can't do. And then at the end, I get to do all this again. That's why we look forward to it so much. But I'm telling you, there's a better way. And it's by doing stuff like this. This is all it's going to take. And then when we get to April, if you liked today at all, you're going to fucking love module 4 of No BS. My last script is getting written today. It's all about how you and your future self come together to love your body from day one until day 301, whatever that is for you. And we have got some great stuff in that module. And I think it's going to be something that you're really going to enjoy because we talk about this sometimes, but I've never really included it. And I decided we have to teach this. This is something that every single person needs to know because if the journey to losing your weight is miserable, you will not make it. Between here and there, we have to make that journey palatable, doable, sometimes fun, encouraging, comforting, sometimes exciting, sometimes motivating, sometimes it's compassionate. Sometimes it's understanding. It's filled with willingness. No more filling it with forcing and have to's and shoulds and you suck until this happens. That's not good enough. Like the journey can't be paved in punishment. It can't be paved in being hard on yourself. It's got to be paved correctly in order for you to want to go. All right. That is it for today. I hope you enjoyed this little class. Next month, we have our new challenge coming because y'all know every month we're doing some new challenge to do the things that we teach, and it is Doable Hunger Month. And we are going to do all kinds of shit all next month around all the different hunger and enough like challenges and exercises and all kinds of things to really dial into those cues. And especially if you're an elder, please don't miss next month because a lot of you are stalled and a lot of you are not losing weight simply because it's been a long time since you recalibrated your hunger and enough. You keep thinking, but I was losing weight eating this. It should be working. And you've got a lot of thoughts and a lot of crap around what it's going to take to get off that. And we're going to talk a lot about it all next month. All right. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.